हमारे हरि रास्ता कुर की जाए। प्रेम को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गोप भक्ति मैंने की जाए। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुन राध कुन गिरी गोवरान की जाए। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाए। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जाए। श्री जून माय गंग माय भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जाए। शिल प्रभुपाद की जाए। गौर प्रेमानंद हरि बहु ऑल ग्लोरीज डियर सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज डियर सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज डियर सम डिवोटीज जय श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text 21. Ambrish Maharaj offended by Durvas Muni. Evam sada karma kalapam atmanaha pare diyagye bhagavati aroksaje Sarvatma Bhavam Viradan Mahim Imam Tan Nista Viprabhita Sashasa Ha Evam Sadakarma Kalapamatmana Pare diyagye Bhagavati adhok saje Sarvatma bhavan vidadam mahim imam Tanista vipra bihita sasashaha Evam sada karma kalapamatmana Pare diyagye bhagavati adhok saje Sarvatma bhavan viradan mahim imam Taniste viprabhita sasashaha Evam sada karma kalapamatmana Pare diyagye bhagavati adhok saje Sarvatma bhavan vidadan mahimamam Tanista viprabhita sasashaha Vamsarakarma kalapamatmana Bhare diyagye bhagavati adhok saje Sarvam apimam vidadan mahimimam Taniste viprabhita sasasha Evam sada karma kalapamatmana Pare diyagye bhagavati adhok saje Sarvatma bhavam viradan mahimimam Tanista vipra vita sasasha evam sada karma kalapa matmana paredi age bhagavati aroksaje savatma bhavan vidadan mahimimam tanis devi prabhita sasashaha Hiram sum karma Evam sada karma kalapa matmana paredi age bhagavati aroksaje sarvatma bhavan miradan mahimimam dhanis devi prabhita sasash evam saram karma kalapam atmana paredi age oksaje sarvatma bhavan dan mahimimam tanis devi pravitas sash evam Thus, living a devotional life, sada, always, karma kalapam, the prescribed occupational duties as a Kshatriya king, atmanaha, of himself personally, the head of the state, pare, unto the supreme transcendence, Adiyagye, under the supreme proprietor, the supreme enjoyer. Bhagavati, under the supreme personality of Godhead. Aroksaje, unto he who is beyond material sense perception. Sarva Atma Bhupavam, all different varieties of devotional service. Vidadat, executing, offering. Mahim, the planet Earth. Imam, this. Tatnista, who are faithful devotees of the Lord. Vipra, by such brahmanas. Abhihita, directed. Sasasha, ruled. Ha, in the past. Translation. In performing his prescribed duties as king, Maharaj Ambarish always offered the results of his royal activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the enjoyer of everything and is beyond the perception of material senses. He certainly took advice from brahmanas who were faithful devotees of the Lord, and thus he ruled the planet Earth without difficulty, purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. People are very much anxious to live in peace and prosperity in this material world, and here in Bhagavad Gita the peace formula is given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone should understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the ultimate proprietor of all the planets and is therefore the enjoyer of all activities, political, social, cultural, religious, economic, and so on. The Lord has given perfect advice in Bhagavad Gita. And Ambarish Maharaj, as the ideal executive head, ruled the entire world as a Vaishnav, taking advice from Vaishnav Brahmanas. The Shastras enjoin that even though a Brahmin may be very well versed in the occupational Brahminical duties and may be very learned in Vedic knowledge, he cannot give advice as a guru until he is a Vaishnav. Sat karma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visarada a Vaishnavo guru nasyat Vaishnava swapacho guru. Therefore, as indicated here by the words tannista viprabhihita, Maharaj Ambarish took advice from Brahmanas who were pure devotees of the Lord. For ordinary Brahmanas who are merely learned scholars or experts in performing ritualistic ceremonies are not competent to give advice. In modern times, there are legislative assemblies whose members are authorized to make laws for the welfare of the state. But according to this description of the kingdom of Maharaj Ambarish, the country or the world should be ruled by a chief executive whose advisors are all devotee brahmanas. Such advisors or members of the legislative assembly should not be professional politicians, nor should they be selected by the ignorant public. Rather, they should be appointed by the king. When the king, the executive head of the state, is a devotee, and he follows the instructions of devotee brahmanas in ruling the country, everyone will be peaceful and prosperous. When the king and his advisors are perfect devotees, nothing can be wrong in the state. All the citizens should become devotees of the Lord, and then their good character will automatically follow. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvayar gunas tatra samasate sura haro abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoratanasati davito bahi. One who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods, but one who is not a devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attractive by the glaring material energy. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. Citizens, under the guidance of a Krishna conscious king, will become devotees, and then there will be no need to enact new laws every day to reform the way of life in the state. If the citizens are trained to become the devotees, they will automatically become peaceful and honest. And if they are guided by a devoted king, advised by devotees, the state will not be in the material world, but in the spiritual world. All the states of the world should therefore follow the ideal of the rule or administration of Maharaj Ambarish, as described here. Evam sada karma kalapamatmana parediyage bhagavati adoksaje sarvatma bhavam vidadan mahimimam tanista viprabhihita sasashaha. In performing his prescribed duties as king, Maharaj Ambarish always offered the results of his activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the enjoyer of everything and is beyond the perception of material senses. He certainly took advice from brahmanas who were faithful devotees of the Lord, and thus he ruled the planet Earth without difficulty. Om jnanati mirandasya yananjana shalakaya chaksur unmiritam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada gives in this verse, in the purport from this verse, the peace formula and the governmental formula. Maharaj Ambarish was the perfect king. He took advice from the saintly brahmanas who were pure devotees of the Lord. And his business was making everyone in his kingdom Krishna conscious. It's not that, as Prabhupada says here in the purport, there should be elections by the foolish people to elect another fool. Prabhupada doesn't say that exactly, but I think that's what... there are legislative assemblies whose members are authorized to make law for the welfare of state. Maharaj, the country or the world should be ruled by a chief executive whose advisors are all devotee brahmanas. Such advisors or members of the legislative assembly should not be professional politicians, nor should they be selected by the ignorant public. So in other words, this democracy, Srila Prabhupada coined as demon crazy. We're living in democracy, it is demon crazy. Everyone, the ignorant public, is voting for this judge and this assembly member and this chief of police, and as a result, everything is entirely corrupt. So much so that one poet's foreseeing has come true, that all the cops are criminals. Who was that poet? We hear today more activity that criminals are performing is the criminality of the police force. The chief was elected by the people, and the chief is heading up all of this debauchery, cheating and pilfering in the name of government. What to speak of the assembly members, the mayors and the council members of the local city, elected by the ignorant public, not trained by a Krishna conscious king and selected by the Krishna conscious king. So when devotees ultimately take over and there's a Krishna conscious king like Maharaj Ambarish, maybe Svavas Prabhu when he's 80, the king of Los Angeles, king of California, king of America, king of the world. And they'll be elected real devotee council members, devotee legislation, and therefore they won't have to change laws every day. Should we allow this kind of gay marriage? Should we not allow gay marriage? Now, today, marijuana is legal. Tomorrow, it's illegal. Today, we're making this legal. Tomorrow, we'll make that illegal. Today, you can do something freely, and tomorrow, you'll be put in jail for 20 years for the same activity. This is democracy. Because, as stated here, as long as they're not devotees of the Lord, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana gunaistatra samasate sura haro abhaktasya kato mahadguna manoritanasiti davato bahi. Persons who are not devotees are on the Manorath, the chariot of the mind. This would be nice. This wouldn't be nice. They don't consult the Shastras, but they're depending on their own likes and dislikes. Today I accept this, and 2 minutes later, I reject it. Acceptance and rejection. They're the nature of the mind. But these personalities, according to Shastra, have no good quality because they're on the mental plane. Because they can't get off of mental consciousness, they have no good quality. But a devotee, even though he or she may be very simple, not so complicated, because they're dedicating everything, like Maharaj Ambarish, Savai Mana Krishna Paravindayo, Bhai Chamsi Vaikunta Gunanuvarnane. Their speech, their thought, their power of sight, everything dedicated to Krishna and not hovering on the chariot of the mind, not hovering on the mental platform. Do I accept this? Do I reject this? But they're accepting everything that is favorable for Krishna consciousness and rejecting everything unfavorable. Just like we don't associate with foolish people, or we don't associate with people who are not very serious about Krishna consciousness. We reject their association, and we hanker for the association of those who are highly Krishna conscious, who are offering everything to Krishna. If we associate with fools, we become fools. And if we associate with sadhus, somehow or other, even we may not be so saintly, we become sadhus. I was at the O'Hare Airport. One businessman came up, I think I told you once, said, "What are you doing out here?" I said, "I'm distributing my spiritual master's books." He said, No. "What are you doing out here?" I said, "I'm selling the books of my guru." He said, No. He said, "I see all these saintly kids. What the heck are you doing out here?" I said, "Is it that obvious?" He said, "Oh, yeah." So even though in the presence of swans, I looked like a duck, somehow, by associating with the swans, you become a little bit swan-like. Of course, in this man's eyes, I was still the... how does that story go? Swans and ducks, or what is it? Ugly duckling. The ugly duckling. You don't look like you fit in with these people. It was Vaishyasika with a bright face and beaming eyes, and Pragosh with an amazing gaze. And then there's this guy that looks like his father was Scarface himself in Chicago. He looks like relatives of, what was that family? Al Capone. One sannyasi actually sent me a picture they had on the internet. Kavi Chandramarsh sent me a picture of Al Capone, and the bottom said, "Is he related to you?" There were a lot of similarities. I won't get into it, but he just so happened to pass away in 1951, lived in Chicago, and I was born about 9 months later. You go figure it out. But anyone, if you take the Krishna consciousness, if you associate with the saintly people, somehow or other, you become saintly. And if you associate with fools and rascals, then we also become fools and rascals. So herein, Prabhupada gives the actual formula. Everyone's looking for peace. All over the world, people show the peace sign. There was a generation that was supposed to be the generation of peaceniks. Of course, as a result of their peace, they created many battles in America. I think this was the 45th anniversary of Kent State. The students were marching for peace, and the demoniac government sent, what do you call the National Guard. And they shot people that weren't even marching. Shot and killed people that weren't even marching or protesting. They were going from one classroom to another. And they were shot and killed in Kent, Ohio. So peace, people don't understand. What is peace? Now people are marching for peace because the police are shooting. If you look the wrong way, or if you drive a car with a ticket and argue with a policeman, he can shoot you in the head. And finished. So people are marching. Police are corrupt. We want peace. But they'll never find peace. Because these personalities are not serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're serving their own senses. And therefore, they are all demoniac. And they perform abominable activities. The only thing different now is we have a social media that actually gives us the information. But this has been going on in America and all over the world for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. This kind of corruption. Now it's in the public eye because of the telephone cameras, video cameras, and everyone seeing what everyone is doing. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives us, Bhagavad Gita gives us the actual peace formula. And Srila Prabhupada enunciates this so many times throughout his lectures. And here, right in this purport, from the pages of Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, text number 29, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surinam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shanti Richati. If we want peace, killing a few policemen because the policemen killed your neighbor, that won't give you peace. Peace can only be achieved, according to Bhagavad Gita, by people understanding in full, without mental speculation. People understanding, first of all, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. All of my austerities and penances, all of my sacrifices, all of my activities are meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. That Supreme Person, He's the proprietor of all planetary systems. We have made these designations. Here's North America. Here's South America. Here's Canada. And here's Wisconsin. Here's America. And here's Canada. I was a young teenager, right before I joined, I had been invited to come to Vancouver. And I was in Washington, and it was before I was shaved up, so I had this thing going on, and a little bit of this thing going on, and also like a very weird color bell-bottom jeans. And at the border, they took us all off the bus, and they said, "Have you ever taken any drugs in your life?" I said, "No, absolutely not." I had my guitar and I looked like I did. It was 1971. And they said, "Well, have you ever smoked marijuana?" I said, "No, never." They said, "Have you ever been anywhere where people were smoking marijuana?" And I said, "Maybe I was at a party once where they smoked." I think the president even said, when Clinton was asked, he said he attended some parties in college or something. So I said, "Yeah, maybe I attended a party." I was trying to work with these fellows at the border of Canada. They stamped my passport and said, "You can't come into our country for 1 year for being at a party in college or high school, wherever it was." And they left me at the border, I think it was Blaine, Washington, with no way, no ticket, no way to return, late in the night, to get back to Seattle, a few hundred miles away. So, because people think we are Canadians, we own Canada, and if we don't like the way you look, you can't come into Canada. Of course, 2 years later, I went as devotee, and they let us in somehow or other. President got us all in, and we went to the some bean or something in Vancouver from Seattle. But they're thinking, in Mexico, we are a separate country. They don't understand. And in America, what to speak of America? You don't fill out the pink form, and no matter where you're from, you're kicked out of here for the rest of your life. We had one Mataji. She went back home to Australia. Somehow someone didn't tell her, you have to fill out some card. She came back in, it was Janmashtami. She was gone for 3 weeks in Australia, and they arrested her at the airport and put her in the airport jail. What do you call the customs prison? And then they took her credit card, and they didn't ask. They booked her on the most expensive NPO, the next plane out, back to Australia, and you're red flagged. You can't come back here, at least for a year, and even after that, you can only visit for so many weeks or a month. You can never again, because you forgot to acknowledge that we are the proprietors of this land. This land isn't your land, my land. This is our land. And if we don't like you or what you stand for, we will send you back to Peru. This is the bogus nature of everyone thinking I'm the proprietor. But Krishna says in the peace formula that he's the proprietor of all the land. Therefore, these borders and these customs, it's all a figment of someone's imagination. Someone made it up. The Europeans came to America, slaughtered the American Indians, Red Indians, and now this is our country. We're the Americans now. Krishna says that's not peace. Any person on earth can tell that's not peace. What are you doing? Who are you? We don't like what goes on somewhere in the world? Attack them. Send drones, send bombs. We will save you. Actually, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Krishna is the proprietor of all the planetary systems. And therefore, although we may look a little different because someone's closer to the equator, someone's farther away from the equator, because of the mountain ranges and the oceans and the rivers, we have a little different dialect or a different language. But we're all part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, brothers and sisters, because He is the proprietor of all the planets. We're talking one planet, this Earth, all of the planets are His property. Then the third part is Surinam Sarvabhutanam, that real well-wishing friend, that is Krishna. Krishna is our friend. He's there no matter what. Even we perform some abominable activity, He will let us surrender still. We all came, most of us came, from abominable background. But Krishna accepts us. He's the well-wishing friend. He's there constantly beckoning all living entities. Come and surrender. Come and give up your mental accepting and rejecting. Come and become my devotee. Man manabhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Think of me in the form of Krishna. Offer obeisances, worship me, engage in my service. So this is how one can achieve real peace. The real peaceniks are those who follow this formula, who are the Hare Krishnas, the ISKCON society. Prabhupada has given peace. Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. All enjoyment is for Krishna. By feeding the stomach, all the parts of the body become nourished. By watering the root, all the parts of the plant become fulfilled. Yasmin tustay jagat tustam. So bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram, the proprietor of every planet. What to speak of this one tiny earth planet? And suridam sarvadehinam, the well-wishing friend of all living entities. When we understand this and act upon this, then we become peaceful ourselves. They have a saying, I think it's, I don't know if it's Christian or New Agey, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. So this is how we can begin peace. Understanding these three principles, integrating them within our life, and as a community, the Hare Krishna community, extremely peaceful community. We don't see the violence that's across the street in this community on WhatsApp, usually. Hardly ever. Because the peace that's there is the knowing. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvalokameshram. Suridam sarvabhutanam. Gatvamam. So let us spread real peace and happiness together by giving this understanding of Ambarish Maharaj. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. I never cheated. Wasn't there that one president, he did a peace sign and said, I never lied or cheated or something? Nixon? I'm not a crook.
Yeah, I have a Bank of America account. I was thinking of just keeping it. So that's for who? So the temple uses Bank of America for the temple, or just the buildings? Thank you.